The last Sunday of June, when we're inside in our summer season, but before we move outside, has often been a time when maybe the sermons have been a little different, a little more creative, taking advantage of this time and this season. I've often told story sermons, but I thought today I would do something that involves music. And so I want you to begin by hearing first a familiar Bach prelude. I don't want you to think of it as a performance and don't clap. It's mostly a chance for us to get into this larger theme related to spiritual music. Music that conveys some aspect of truth about God, about us, about our faith that connects us with God. So at the very least, listen to this piece and maybe focus on your own breathing. Let the music be an accompaniment to each time as you inhale and exhale. C major prelude is an actual wonder. It's only 37 measures long. It's a broken chord played twice in each measure. It basically unfolds like this steady stream of harmony and sound, as rhythmic as our breathing. Too often, we are literally unaware of the things that keep us alive, like our breathing, how we inhale and exhale. So instead of describing a life of faith, a spiritual life in words, is it possible to find a musical definition that would work? Does Bach's prelude capture the spiritual side of life? It does in some ways. It reminds us to slow down, to sense once more the steady beat of our hearts, the regular metronome of our breathing. It reminds us that faith is that type of foundation upon which we build our lives. It's that knowledge that we awaken into a world that we did not make, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that life is both a gift and a miracle. And so we live, we breathe, we think and hope and dream and laugh. and find ourselves to be small parts of this amazing universe that by faith we believe is sustained by a creator-loving God. Now, some would see life as simply the product of chance, of evolutionary whimsy and blind luck. But Bach's notes did not emerge by chance. There's an order and beauty in Bach's writing, just as there's an order and beauty in life itself. Now, we can analyze Bach's chord progressions, just like we can analyze life in terms of biology and chemistry and physics. But in both cases, the whole is more than the sum of its parts. Something deep and inexpressible tries to be expressed through Bach's music. It quiets us down. It reminds us that life itself has a wonder to it, a fundamental rhythm to it, like breathing in and breathing out. And it's upon that foundation that we draw closest to God and God's love for us. Now, having said all that, spiritual life is more than just quieting down and meditation, because we know that our days are marked by more than just joy, but also at times of sorrow, with love and loss, with peace and violence. Even as we lift our eyes and affirm with the psalmist, "I lift my eyes to the hills, from whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth," Psalm 121. There are other times we cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" from Psalm 22. Any language of faith that is honest has to speak about times of struggle as well as times of peace. And so a spiritual music of faith must also express both the sunshine and the storms, especially in today's turbulent world. So I invite you to listen to a second piece, another prelude. Chopin's Prelude in C minor is only 17 measures long. Now, this time, instead of the chords being broken in arpeggios like Bach's, these chords are solid. All of their voices sound at once. And instead of unfolding like a flowing stream or regular breathing, the music now comes in a forceful pattern. 1, 2, 3, and 4, like a person making an argument and carefully choosing their words. So does Chopin's prelude capture the spiritual side of life? It too is beautiful. It too is steady like a heartbeat within us. But it too contains now this sense of agitation, of crying out in a lover's quarrel with the universe. But because it ends on a minor chord, there's a lingering sadness in this song, perhaps in some way honestly reminding us that our physical life story always ends with the grave. Our days are frankly less like Bach's piece and more like Chopin's prelude. Our waking hours are seldom quiet and meditative because every day there are bills to be paid, there are Pittsburgh traffic patterns to navigate. There are daily stresses that require blood pressure medicines and prescription pills. There are challenges we face at home and at work. And there are even greater challenges that we read about in the news and social media. And so each day we try to stay informed and we try to read material that gives us both sides of the argument. So we read Ruth Ann Daly and Toni Norman. We read Charles Krauthammer and Paul Krugman. We tolerate editorials that are conservative as long as Rob Rogers' political cartoons are there to help us out. Now, for all of you that are younger than 40 that no longer subscribe to the Post-Gazette, you might not get those references. But we all know things change, and they have changed, and we can't keep up with everything anymore, nor do we have the energy most days to even try. So sometimes we feel like Chopin's prelude, pounding out our chords in righteous anger. We loudly protest immigration policies that dehumanize people who are fleeing from their lives in countries at risk and call them instead opportunistic illegals trying to take advantage of American largesse. We cry out against barbaric policies that separate children from parents, debasing every democratic value and ideal our country stands for. We weep over the shooting of Antoine Rose here in our own city. It's the latest in the series of byproducts of our American fixation on gun culture and of police officers using deadly force inappropriately and too often tied to racist profiling. And that was just in 1 week past. How soon we forget things like the Parkland school shooting, the Me Too sexual harassment cases, the violence against Palestinians, the destruction from the hurricane in Puerto Rico. Righteous anger is hard to sustain. We go to vigils, we send letters to our elected officials, we march in the streets. But despite executive orders, thousands of children are still separated. Despite anti-racism training at Starbucks, too many African Americans and people of color live with the daily threat of oppression or end up victims of police violence. And we don't know what to do. And so we end up shutting down. We cancel our newspaper subscriptions. We close out our social media accounts. The chords of the C minor prelude ring out loudly at first, but with time, they end too often with a quiet cadence. Like the poet says, this is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but a whimper. The two preludes I've played don't fully reflect the spiritual music of life because they both lack one thing. They lack a melody. It's hard to sing Bach's arpeggios or Chopin's solid chords. Music has always been more than just rhythm and harmony. It's more than just foundations like breathing and emotions like those powerful chords. It's also melody, something you can sing, something you can hold on to and remember, something that gives shape and direction to your daily life. Spiritual melody is when we ask ourselves, what do we really believe? What is the song and the story that I trust, the melody that I sing? There are lots of melodies we can choose from, and frankly, not every song is worth singing. There's a melody of self-reliance and egotism. I'm okay. As long as I'm okay, then everything's all right. There's a melody of capitalism that believes if you just have enough wealth, well, then you'll have happiness and be safe. There's a melody that's dependent on our being healthy. Everything's good as long as I'm strong. There's a melody dependent on relationships, telling ourselves everything's good as long as I'm married or partnered or I have kids or true friends according to the world's expectations. There's a melody that says America first, A melody that says science will solve our problems. A melody that says might makes right. But we have to ask ourselves, what do we really believe? What is the melody and the song of our life? What is offered to you this day is the melody of faith that's contained in the song of Jesus Christ. That melody, that gospel, contains the foundations of life. Things like breathing, the wonder of creation, the promise of God coming to us and experiencing life with us. That melody contains the whole range of emotions. A joyful Christmas birth in Bethlehem to the anguish of Herod's soldiers ripping children from their mother's arms. The times of wonder as crowds were fed with amazing generosity from a few loaves and fish. To the time when storms at sea were quieted by a spoken command. The shared intimate meals of a teacher and friends in an upper room. To the harshness and the darkness of a crucifixion on a cross. But that melody, that story and song does not end on a minor chord. It does not end with the grave, but ends with an empty tomb. The powerful symbol of resurrection, which is beyond our understanding, yet is part of that melody that resonates with our deepest being. The song of Jesus Christ is not simplistic. It's not pie in the sky and God will take care of everything. It's honest and it's complex and it demands our full attention and a lifetime of prayerful study. But it's a song that speaks of a promise that love wins, that life, spiritual life, is eternal, and that hope is real. So I close now with another Chopin prelude. It's one that also has a steady heartbeat within it, one that also has its times of chords and emotions, but one that has a melody that holds it together. May it point you towards that spiritual music which is worth believing in. May you believe in the gospel song. May you trust in the living presence of Christ Jesus here, now, and always. Thank you. May all God's people say, Amen.
Brothers and sisters, let us pray. Gracious God, you touch our lives in so many ways. By the power of your Spirit, you stir us, inspire us, unite us in praise, and call us to action. Touch our lives, we pray, in this time of prayer. Turn our hearts and minds and souls and strength to you, that we might follow you, that we might live into your call. Be the song on our heart, a song of peace, of compassion, of love. We pray for the world that you have made and redeemed, giving thanks for all that is good and beautiful, kind and joyful, for the diverse faces of all of your people, for the sunrise that greeted us this morning and the rain that has cleansed the earth. We give you thanks and praise for this community of faith, for claiming us and calling us as your own, just as we thank you for opportunities to express our own creativity, for art and poetry and music. We give you thanks for words and actions that bear witness to the worth of all of your people, for those who tirelessly work for justice, for those who are vulnerable. And we thank you for the opportunity to come to you in prayer. We thank you for Jesus Christ, your love made visible, the source of our strength. Together we ask for your healing, your peace, your comfort, your hope for all who are in need this day. We pray for all families who have been separated at borders or in courtrooms or through acts of violence or even through estrangement. We pray for all who are oppressed or marginalized. We're told in word or in meme or in policy that they are of no or little value. We pray for all who are hurting in body and mind and spirit. We pray for those who feel the pains of the world. We pray for those who are hurting because they cannot find peace within themselves. And we pray for all who are grieving this day. Comfort all of your people with your great love. Remind us of the power of your resurrection and cultivate hope within our hearts, reminding us once more of the redemption you have won for us in Jesus Christ. Instill within us an awareness that no one falls outside of your reach and nothing is impossible with you. And so hear not only these prayers that have been spoken, but now in this time of silence, hear the prayers on our hearts. Gracious and loving God, we lift to you all of these prayers in the name of your Son Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.